Incorporating feedback and suggestions made by the public in a series of meetings last week, Academic Director Alicia Gillison recommended taking a number of positions off the table for possible cuts, including 8 teachers at the downtown high school, 8 intern coordinators, 16 leadership interns, staff training to become principals, 2 resource counselors, and 5 teachers on special assignment. Instead of the original proposal to cut 163 full-time positions, district officials proposed cutting only 61. In addition, Interim Superintendent John Stafford suggested shifting the plans to add staff made during the district's last levy campaign could also save a significant amount.
We will still keep the promises made during the levy to add a total of 324.5 positions over 5 years. In fact, nearly half were already added in the first 2 years. The remaining 182 positions will still be added within the 5-year promise, and we will only add those positions sooner if there is a pressing need or if our financial situation changes.
Stanford says delaying adding those positions will put an additional $15 million back in the district's general fund, although Treasurer Stan Bohoric pointed out that backloading the hiring process means the district projected deficit for the 5th year of the fiscal forecast will be even larger than currently projected. Stanford also recommended taking cuts to the numbers of uniformed school resource officers in the schools off the table in light of recent shootings and threats around the country.
Now is not the time, given what's been happening, to think about reducing the uniformed officers in our schools.
The board's deadline for making tough budget decisions is fast approaching. Board members hope to make hiring decisions by next Tuesday's meeting and decide the scope of other cuts by mid-March. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.